And today we're going to be looking at four different cases that show that Padre Pio had an incredible gift of insight into the future, into the plans of divine providence. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we present to you a series of short stories on the life of our great saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and he was a tremendous miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more about the life of Padre Pio and also to find out what his intercession can do for you. And we do ask you to help us in this Padre Pio apostolate. And you can do this by liking the video and share the video with your friends and colleagues. Make sure you subscribe to our channel. Our first story begins with Cleonice McCauldy. And she was a spiritual daughter of Padre Pio. And she tells us that during her stay in the clinic in San Giovanni Rotondo, she had the opportunity to speak to several of the doctors there. And one doctor she spoke to was Professor Lotti. And when, she says, when I asked him if he could perhaps tell me a little bit about Padre Pio, a little more about Padre Pio, Professor Lotti laughed and said, anything I could say here would take 15 days and still I would not have told you everything about Padre Pio. But because time is so short, I'm going to limit it to just one personal experience that he had with Padre Pio. And he said, Professor Lotti said, this took place in 1944. And at that stage, he was a soldier. He was in the military. And he had received an instruction that he now had to travel to Greece. He said, but before departing, he wanted to just go and say goodbye to Padre Pio. And he said, during this meeting with Padre Pio, during this encounter, it was clear that Padre Pio had this gift of prophecy. Padre Pio said to him, so, what are you going to do with your life, young man? So what Padre Pio asked Professor Lotti. And he said, Father, you know that I'm employed already. Padre Pio said, I know, but it is a shame that you have chosen the wrong profession. You have to become a doctor and work here in my clinic. So Professor Lotti, well, he replied, he wasn't Professor Lotti at that time, but he responded, how can that even happen? Because I don't even have the finance for studies, and I'm already in the military, and I have to go to Greece. There's all of these things stacked up against him. He cannot study. And so Padre Pio turned to him and said, you in Greece, non si vai. You are not going to Greece, he told me, and he was emphatic about this. And then Padre Pio said to him, go to your house now and write to enroll in the university. And what about the costs? Who's going to bear all the costs? He wanted to know. Padre Pio said, well, trust in divine providence. And he left it at that. So Lotti went back to his house and there he was absolutely stunned to find that a letter had arrived from his commanding officer and it had given him 3 months off. And so now this was July, and for Italy, the war would end in September. So he ended up not going to Greece precisely as Padre Pio had predicted. And then he went and enrolled at the university without even knowing how he was possibly going to pay. And these are his words, and you may believe me, you may believe this or not. But every time that a receipt came, which he had to pay for his studies, another envelope would arrive with the corresponding amount in it. And he says, I still don't know where the money came from. So that was trusting in divine providence for him. Our second story, this is Leonarda Andretto. And she was a lady from Venice and she tells us this story. And knowing that her good friend Poggiani would be going through to San Giovanni Rotondo, she said to her, do you know that Padre Pio knows the distance, knows things in the distance, in the future? Shall we put this to a test? And ask him, when you're there, ask him in the confessional, what name I must give to my baby that I'm expecting to be born in 1 month. So Poggiani went through to San Giovanni Rotondo, and there she did exactly as her friend had suggested. And when she was in the confessional, she asked Padre Pio, Father, Mrs. Andretto of Venice is expecting a boy, and she'd like that you would give him a name. Padre Pio said, a boy? No, it's a girl. Father interrupted her, and so it was. A month later, Leonardo Andretto had a baby girl, and she baptized the girl Maria Francisca Pia in Padre Pio's honor. And in our third little story, this was Professor Matteo Merla. He was now speaking to Padre Pio. And then he noticed someone approaching them. And this person was in quite a state of distress. And he came from a town in northern Italy, it turned out. And he was sobbing about a relative. And the doctors had now given up on this relative. And so he came begging Padre Pio for his help. And then afterwards, once the man had left, Professor Merla, he could not hide his disappointment now. And he said, Father, you did not even give a single word of comfort to this person. And yet I'm not a priest. I could hardly hold back my tears. And Padre Pio turned to him and said, Merla, you cannot imagine how it broke my heart to listen to him. It is really sad because. And then at this point, he paused as if he needed to take an extra breath to say what he had to say next, because this person has already died. And so it was. Another case, and this is our fourth little story, involves Father Giovanni Siena. And now, Father Giovanni Siena was an avid fan of this Mexican singer, De Arteaga. And in fact, he collected most of De Arteaga's records. And his big dream was to personally meet the singer. It was his dream in life, but there seemed no opportunity. And one morning, Father Giovanni Siena was in the sacristy now, and he's getting ready to help Padre Pio at his mass. Padre Pio turned to him and said, Giovanni, go into the church now and ask the Mexican to come here. So Father Siena went into the church and he went over to the microphone and he made the announcement, if there is a Mexican here, please come through because Padre Pio would like to speak to you. And a man stood up and accompanied him, Father Giovanni, into the sacristy, and Padre Pio turned to them and said, both of you invited to help me at this mass. And then afterwards, once the mass was now over, they all returned to the sacristy. And Father Giovanni turned to him and said, may I ask who you are? Siena inquired. A response, De Arteaga. De Arteaga, that is not possible. But what an honor. How long I have wanted to meet you, Siena said. And who may you be? De Arteaga inquired in return. Well, I'm Father Giovanni Siena. Giovanni Siena, but that is not possible. I have also wanted to meet you. Because I've read your book, This is the Hour of the Angels, and I found that chapter on Saint Michael the Archangel to be so impressive that I would like your permission to make a song from it. Because don't both of us agree that everyone should know about these gifts of the Holy One, Padre Pio? And so the story turned out like that. But please do enroll your mass prayer intentions. You can watch the video on the end screen on how to enroll your intentions. We have a mass said every Friday. We bring your intentions in this mass to Padre Pio. So he prays for us. And all you have to do is watch a video on the end screen on how to enroll your intentions. And also don't forget that you will be helping us with this apostolate if you like our videos and share these videos with your colleagues. And make sure that you've subscribed to our channel too, please.